I agree with the idea of mass deportation, largely. You have criminals in this country who are destroying our nation. They're coming in here, getting earmarked bills and policies to open up businesses, get free housing, get access, easier access than those who are legally immigrated to this country, to welfare and other benefits. So, like, as a taxpayer, we have to pay for these guys to have luxuries of life, and we don't get anything. Especially Black Americans who suffer so much in the system under Democrats. We don't get anything. That's insane. You talk about Springfield, Ohio. And the whole thing with the fluff talk of, oh, grabbing a soundbite about Haitians or whatever is eating cats and dogs. Y'all trying to change the narrative of what he's really talking about. Change the narrative of really what we're talking about. And telling us that's what we should be discussing. No, this here, this is what we're discussing. This here, this is America. And this is what America is about and what we're discussing.
Bullseye. That's what you call a truth bomb. The legacy media continues to erroneously think they get to dictate the terms of the debate. And that young man told the media precisely where they can stick it. The legacy media's crashed to its lowest trust and confidence levels ever. And Americans are rising up. And I'm going to show you exactly why. MSNBC and the legacy media ultimately only have themselves to blame. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. You do not want to miss a single video where I give you the best election coverage out there. Before we dive in here, with all of the uncertainty and insanity surrounding us and the world as a whole, there's never been a better time to secure your finances with the timeless value of gold and silver. And so that's why we have as one of our wonderful friends and sponsors, the amazing company Goldco, because they're patriots just like us who want to help you and guide you into getting into precious metals completely tax-free and penalty-free. In fact, if you click on that link below right now, you can get your very own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And just to show you how awesome the patriots at Goldco are, the best part is that you may actually already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. So what are you waiting for? Get in on the action by clicking on the link below or going to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com right now and get your free gold and silver kit today.
The contrast could not be more stark. Yes, we have a dismal economy, but we are also facing the prospect of fascism. And actually, the economy isn't even that dismal. Things are rebounding. But everyone is talking about the economy, but in fact, we are actually facing the real premise and specter of fascism.
I think on the economy, too, all the data suggests that that's not the case, but there's a feels issue with the economy.
The vibes
are poor. Things feel expensive. Yeah. People feel bad about it. And even if they don't feel bad about their personal economy, they feel bad or worry about their kids or their neighbors or others. And yes, that is throughout history, Angelo, a ripe climate for an autocrat, which is exactly what Project 2025 ushers in.
Now, what you just heard there is the very definition of an echo chamber, a woke, psychotic, liberal, lunatic echo chamber. I mean, you just saw the epitome, the embodiment of what that young man at the beginning of this video so brilliantly summarized and called out. The legacy media is the official mouthpiece for the world's globalist cosmopolitan elite. And what you just heard there in that panel is what they really think of you. If you're complaining about the economy, it's only because you're ignorant. It's only because you're economically illiterate. You know, pick up your knuckles from dragging on the floor. Come on. Or as Kamala would say,
what else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
That's right. That's right. They're stupid. Remember what you said to Brett Baer? I would never call the American people stupid with that strange deer in the headlights look that she always seems to have. But this, ironically, is the occasion for the legacy media's demise. Their Marie Antoinette dismissal of the concerns and pains of the vast majority of the nation is only coming back to bite them, as it did Marie Antoinette. This election is simply not going the way the legacy media outlets like MSNBC had scripted. The numbers look absolutely abysmal for the Democrats. Let's start with the Democrat apocalypse that's happening right now in the wonderful state of Florida. The in-person early voting just started, and it has completely obliterated the lead that the Democrats accumulated in their previous mail-in voting. The Democrats' lead in early voting was about 7 points. It got wiped out on the morning of day one of in-person early voting. I mean, it's an absolute bloodbath. Trump is on course to win Florida by double digits. Robert Barnes was talking about this with Rich Barris on his show yesterday. Trump is on course to win Florida by 10 or 11 points. Rich Barris said this. Florida is on course to possibly vote to the right of Texas. Now, I want to remind everyone that 4 years ago, Florida was a swing state. Okay? Let's just put this in perspective. Florida was a swing state, as was Ohio, as was Iowa. As North Carolina, for whatever reason, continues to be, which is absurd. I think they should be taken off the list. Trump is on course to absolutely win North Carolina in a blowout. It is not a swing state. So keep your eye on Miami-Dade. I did a video a few weeks back on the rise of red cities, conservative cosmopolises. Miami is fast becoming the cosmopolitan center of red cities. They're now plus 15 Republican. Plus 15. I mean, it's insane. Keep an eye, too, on Duval County. Remember, we've talked about Duval County, Florida, where Jacksonville is. Duval is a rather reliable bellwether for the neighboring state of Georgia. They tend to move left and right together. And here you go. Right now, it's Duval Republicans plus 4.6. Duval Trump plus 5. Remember, yesterday, AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is one of the best polling outlets out there for the state of Georgia, they nailed their 2016-2020 results. They just dropped their final poll for 2024. It's Trump plus 4. So we got both the most accurate poll for Georgia and the bellwether county, both showing a Trump 4-5 point win. Swinging on over to Nevada. I mean, what do you say to this? After the first day of early voting, the Republicans are in the lead. They're leading the Democrats in early voting. This is unheard of, particularly in Nevada. In fact, the early voting is so bad for the Democrats that the betting markets, which have been flatlining for weeks now, they've suddenly surged towards Trump. They're giving him a 65% chance of winning the state that no Republican has won in 20 years. That's how bad it is for Kamala right now. And get this, it gets worse. Take a look at Wisconsin. The heavily Republican counties in Wisconsin absolutely crushed it on day one of early voting. They made up 64% of the voter turnout. And again, we're seeing it in unique ways in state after state after state after state. Everywhere we look, Republicans are significantly up from where they were in 2020, whereas Democrats are significantly and dangerously down everywhere. And one of the reasons for this, I would argue, is the fallout from what we saw at the beginning of this video. One of the striking patterns we're seeing in this campaign is a dramatic drop in the black vote, in black voter turnout. Again, Barnes and Barris were talking about this yesterday. For example, in the state of Georgia, the black vote, which can get as high as 40%, has plummeted to just 26%. We're talking pre-Obama levels here, gang. This is happening at the same time the white vote is now 60%. And that appears to be the pattern that we're seeing all throughout the South, from Louisiana up to North Carolina. And to add insult to injury, Trump is getting record support among black voters and non-white voters in general. So less blacks are voting, all the while more blacks are voting for Trump. And this, to me, is what closes the loop with what we saw at the very beginning of this video, an ironic closing of the loop. The cosmopolitan class, the managerial elite of which the legacy media is the amplification, have so thoroughly and effectively disenfranchised their own voters that they're simply not showing up to vote for the managerial class's candidate. That deafness we heard at the beginning with that MSNBC panel, that dismissive deafness that completely just wipes away the pains and sufferings that so many Americans are feeling right now in an objectively disastrous economy, that arrogant elitist dismissal is causing many of the establishment's own voters to either sit this election out in that they're completely disengaged from the dismissive discourse that dominates their echo chambers, or they're actually voting for the other candidate, for the anti-establishment candidate. This is why in many ways I've argued that the legacy media and the wider establishment elite only have themselves to blame for Trump and his success. Like Tulsi Gabbard said last night when she announced that she had become a Republican, the Republican Party is now the party of the people. The Democrats are the party of the oligarchy, the establishment elite, the managerial class that dismiss the values, interests, and concerns of the people. While the Republican, or better, the Trumpian Republican Party, is the party where those voters who feel dismissed and disenfranchised from the rhetoric and policies of an aloof political class can now come and find a home. They can now come and mobilize and take our politics and our country back. That's what the real choice is ultimately about here. It's not about democracy versus authoritarianism, or at least not the way the establishment shills over at MSNBC are trying to frame it. This is about the people versus the permanent political class. This is about the ruled versus the rulers, the ordinary American versus the oligarch. And if current trends hold, the days of the cosmopolitan elite are indeed coming to a decisive end.